In this episode, you're going to get specific tools you can use when you feel like your boss is micromanaging you. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Hey, welcome to the show. In this episode, you'll get specific phrases that are going to help you deal with a micromanager. When your boss is micromanaging you, using these tools is going to help your influence, it's going to help you reduce overwhelm, and help you build a more collaborative relationship with your manager. So how do you deal with your micromanager boss? It's one of the most frequently asked questions in all of our leadership development programs, wherever we are, all over the world, it comes up. And it was a theme in our World Workplace Conflict Collaboration Survey that we did for the book Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. 5,000 people, 46 countries. And listen, we hear complaints from employees at every level, not just frontline employees. I mean, you have vice presidents who complain about micromanagement as well. We've talked with CEOs who feel micromanaged by their boards, project team members that are aggravated by a project manager slowing them down with a need for constant updates. And of course, yes, frontline employees who are trying to follow a script and feel over-controlled in what they're doing. And hopefully you are not one of these over-involved managers who's frustrating people. But what's fascinating is that we also hear an equally common frustration from the over-involved managers. And you might be, as we're diving into this topic, you might be thinking this yourself, like, why do I have to get involved in all these details? I shouldn't have to be involved at this level. But if I don't, something's going to fall through the cracks. I can't trust my team. Why can't my team see these issues and fix them? So yeah, we often hear both sides of the story. An employee will complain about their boss being a micromanager. And then when we talk with the micromanaging boss, the manager rants through a long list of dropped balls and other performance challenges that have caused them to get involved in situations they'd really rather not have to deal with. Two very frustrated, hopefully well-intentioned people where they could fix the problem, but they've got very different views on the same situation. So if you have a frustrated manager who genuinely wants to help, or a true micromanager, this is where we get into the specific phrases. We'll start with powerful phrases to ask yourself before you have a conversation with your micromanager. Because regardless of whether your boss is great or a ridiculous micromanaging pain in the butt, there is a good chance your boss is also a human being. Okay, actually, I'm 100% sure they're human. It can be easy to forget that sometimes. So tongue in cheek, but it's a good reminder. It's critical to keep in mind for successful conflict with your manager that you're dealing with a human being, someone who may want you to succeed and is tired, or they're dealing with their own intense pressures that you might not fully understand. You've certainly got those that your team doesn't understand, and so does your manager. So, as with any workplace conflict, doing your best to connect personally and depersonalize the conflict is going to go a long way to helping you. So if there's even a small possibility that your boss is over-involved because they're genuinely concerned, it's better to know that up front. So all three of these questions are going to help you tease out what's actually going on so you can do the right things, have the right conversation. Powerful phrase number one here, dealing with a micromanager boss. How am I doing, really? And this is a question you ask yourself. How am I doing, really? Can I show or document my success? Before anything else, look at your work objectively. Be brutally honest as much as you can. Is it quality? Or are you making consistent errors or repeating the same mistakes after you've learned how to do it correctly? Does your work ethic match the organization's culture? Cannot tell you how often we know people who complain about a micromanaging boss, but who are consistently sending out grossly inaccurate data, the wrong dates for meetings, repeatedly making the same mistakes, despite receiving coaching, or they're consistently arriving late to meetings, they're not reliably meeting deadlines. So if any of those describe you or sound familiar, your manager might not be a micromanager. He or she might be trying to help you succeed in your role. And if that's the case, the focus isn't even on a conversation with your boss, really. It's on how do you get your work to match the quality expected. All right, here's another one. Phrase two. Is it just me or everyone? This is another powerful phrase to ask yourself. If you work in a team or a group, pay attention to how your manager interacts with your colleagues. Is she directive in checking in with everyone all the time, or is it just you? If there's a pattern of controlling behavior across the board with everyone, more than likely you have a micromanager. But if it's just you or maybe one other person, that's important information. It's data that your manager has concerns or frustrations and is trying to help you perform at a higher level. And knowing that will guide your conversation a particular direction. And then phrase number three to ask yourself, has something significant changed? Pay attention to timing. Is there a new source of stress feeding into their directive behavior? Sometimes you'll see an increase in micromanaging during a ramp for a product launch, or a high-stakes board meeting's coming up, or after there's been a major revenue shortfall or significant problem or crisis. Now, these aren't always reasons for a manager to micromanage. They're not excuses, but they can explain what's causing the behavior. And again, it gives you the ability to ask the right follow-up questions, address the underlying issues, and ultimately build a better working relationship with your manager. So ask yourself these three questions, and then you're ready for a conversation with your manager. Those questions again, first three phrases. How am I doing really? Is it just me or everyone? And has something significant changed? Now let's get into some of the phrases you might use to start a conversation with your micromanaging boss. So whether your manager's a true micromanager or genuinely trying to help, there are some powerful phrases you can use to open the conversation that will improve your relationship and your experience and theirs too. So it's going to help you on both sides. Okay, the first of these, and phrase four for this episode overall, I care about our success and want to make sure I'm doing my part. One of the best ways you can start these conversations is by affirming your commitment to the team and the work and getting that intention into the conversation. It builds your connection and it opens the door for a productive conversation. Next up, and I've used this one many times in these situations, this is phrase number five. I've noticed that. This is a powerful phrase to create clarity. Sometimes all you have to do is draw attention to the facts, and that's what you're doing here. Draw attention to the facts. So I might finish this one with, I've noticed that with, and this was a real example for me, one I actually used. Hey, I've noticed that you've asked for an update on this five times in the last day. Or I think it was five times since you got here this morning, right? So you're just drawing attention to the facts. Now I'm going to continue on with that sentence, but let's just start there. You don't say, I'm noticing you're micromanaging. You don't label it. You don't attack. You just neutrally observe the facts of what's happening. Then you follow up that I've noticed phrase with curiosity. So here's some examples of how you might follow up. Hey, I've noticed that you've asked about this update five times since you got here this morning. How can I help? Is there something I've missed? Do you have a concern about how we agreed the finish line for this was the end of the day today, and it sounds like there's something else going on? So this is powerful phrase number six. How can I help? Is there something I've missed? You ask a question that's going to create space for both of you to learn or grow. The questions allow your manager to share genuine concerns, but it's also going to cause them to reflect on why they're acting the way they are. So in the case of the manager I truly had, who I asked about, hey, you've asked for this five times today, what's going on? He paused, kind of reflected for a second and said, okay. And he confessed. He said, I'm under a lot of pressure. There's no margin for error on this thing. He was feeling really stressed about it. He's got people he's got to report to, major revenue at stake. And with this kind of thing, it's like, okay, so then we can figure out how to help our micromanager by asking for what you want. Once you're aware of your manager's concern, or that they don't specifically have one, maybe they're just acting out of habit, then you can ask for what you want. This is using phrase number seven. I'm hearing blank. Can I commit to blank? You begin your response by acknowledging your manager's concerns. That's the first blank. I'm hearing the concern is blank. Then move to how you'll address them. So for example, let me put this together. You might say, I'm hearing that the executive vice president is requesting frequent updates because the board's concerned about our progress. Okay, can I commit to bringing you, in writing, briefs that you'll get on Wednesdays? I'll do them in writing on Wednesdays, and then writing and verbally on Friday before lunch. We'll be able to make faster progress if we're not pulling up to provide updates every day. How does that sound? So you respond to their concern. Here's the concern I'm hearing. Here's the need. And then you propose a solution that will meet both of your needs. You need uninterrupted time to work. They need updates with a frequency that's going to keep everybody informed. And then number eight, here's another solution you can try, another approach. I want to try blank. Can you and I set up a quick meeting at a specific time to make sure we're on track? This is another powerful phrase you can use that shows your responsibility and it creates commitment that will give your manager confidence. So in use, it could sound like this. I want to try 2 weeks of huddles where I lead them on my own so we can focus on peer solution sharing. Can you and I set up a quick meeting at the end of each week to see if you have any concerns and make sure we're on track? That's an example of you creating the space to do what you need, but also to take care of their concerns and ensure they're having the input to help you be your best. Again, meeting both of your needs. So that final one, number eight, I want to try blank. Can you and I set a quick meeting at specific time to make sure we're on track? So these are eight powerful phrases, three for you to ask yourself, five to actually have the conversation with your potentially micromanaging boss. First, to tease out whether they're really micromanaging or they're trying to help you succeed. And then if there is some micromanagement going on, how to ask for what you want. Call attention to what's happening. Ask for what you want in a way that's going to build your relationship and help you get the results you need. Your micromanaging boss, they might feel stressed, insecure. Maybe they had poor role models, or they could be giving you the genuine training and help you need in order to succeed. So after you honestly assess your performance and you feel confident that you're doing what you know how to do, this conversation will help you both. And if these were helpful, they are just a small sample of over 300 phrases that are available in our latest book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. Phrases that will help you navigate some of the toughest workplace conflicts and move to collaboration. The book includes scenarios like workplace bullies, gossips, passive-aggressive coworkers, when you have a constant complainer on your team. Or what about when you have a moody boss who's constantly blowing up and dropping F-bombs all over the place? You'll find straightforward answers for those and many, many more of your common workplace scenarios. And I know since you like listening, you may be interested in the audiobook. And my partner, Karen Hurt, and I, we narrate that. So you like listening to us, you're going to have it there too. You can find that wherever books are sold. Again, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thanks as always to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford, over at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work making this episode happen. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.